Welcome to Aaron number one, baby. Fucking number one sports betting show that does a sports betting show in this office. You know how many sports number betting one. Shows there are in this office?
One. Number one.
One, baby. We are one of one.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Who's on TV?
I fucked
me.
That up.
Tone Diggs. Also, Bubba Gumpino, he's Canadian Station's favorite wanderer.
Brian.
Also, here's Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
How are we doing?
We're good.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah, I thought we'd
vibes have, are fucking immaculate, dude.
I thought we'd have Danny News by now, but hey, maybe Lamar Jackson's
clock's ticking. Otter, how are we?
I kind of did just mess up the intro production-wise, but we're doing really good, actually.
No.
The Lakers play tonight.
All right, so we're just
a normal show. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. Surprise, surprise. Let's go.
Got a normal show going on then. All right, let's talk about with the news, okay? News is here today. Last night, we'll do last night real quick, okay? NBA was pretty good. We had the money line parlay. Hey. Stuff happened. Nuggets didn't cover by a point, which kind of sucked. I am cold in college basketball, so I'll just throw that out there before we get to that today. That's happening. NHL went well, except for Dallas hockey.
I'm hot in college basketball, and you know what I'm doing.
Bruce, tailing Gumpy?
Yeah, I'm just trailing Gumpy.
It's always a good move. Why?
The fucking Dons, dude. I love that cover by the Dons last night.
Gumpy and I decided, well, I didn't know until I tweeted it out.
Yeah, I had no idea either until I saw a nice TI gift from Tony.
And I didn't know until someone took it. Someone tweeted me and said, hey, you're going up against Gump. So I looked. I got Georgia Tech. He's got Florida State. 42-36 right now. Georgia Tech was down 10 in the first. End of the first.
A banger of a matchup, to be honest.
Yeah, really good basketball teams. They'll go far.
We could middle it. Georgia Tech could win by one or two.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
That line was all over the place. It got up to 3.5, and then at game time, it was 1.5.
Okay, but to today. News. Rodgers meeting with the Jets. Gambling-wise, their odds are at plus 1,600. Do you know where they were at, I don't know, say a month ago?
Plus 25.
Yeah, the 25-1.
Oh, so they have been 25-1 for a while.
Yeah, that seems like probably where their market was. So sick of losing those NFC championships, it was just time to maybe drop over and lose an AFC championship.
Oh, wow.
You said it, not me.
So. You have to get out of the East first.
So the books thought they were going to get a quarterback. Derek Carr puts him at 25. Jimmy G puts him at 25. News of Aaron Rodgers puts him at 16.
Yep.
That's how we're – okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep, probably settle down around 18 if it does come true and it stops
steaming. Good day for Johnson & Johnson.
I saw one book just put out a tweet that they had 300 futures bets on Super Bowl today. 220 of them were on the Jets to win the Super Bowl, so – that's how people are handling that news today.
You could also throw money into the fire as well. That's an option too.
Let's all know that's coming from an AFC East Dolphins fan as well.
I am very grateful to not be like in the New York general area.
Right. Oh, because I could imagine.
Yeah.
Can you imagine drive time today?
Oh man.
Between Rodgers and Daniel Dimes, who we're still waiting to hear on, who maybe they had a deal in place, and then they heard, hey. Potentially, we could go get Lamar Jackson for 2 first-round picks. Now,
what is the rave? Like, if this goes through and somebody gets Lamar, I hope the Ravens stink forever and never get a quarterback.
Two ways to think about this. If you're the Ravens or a Ravens fan, the Ravens either think he's going to hit this open market and he's not going to get as much as he is asking for, so then the Ravens will just match the highest offer and get him back. Or they're okay with losing Lamar Jackson for 2 first-round picks. That's the only two ways to think about this. They either think he's not going to get as much money as he's asking them for, so they can then just match it and get him back, or they're okay with losing him for 2 first-round picks, and they think his number's too high. That's the only two ways to think about it. They're still...
There's the third avenue where it's like a tag and trade and they work out where maybe the team starts the...
You can't trade somebody on a tag technically unless it's...
Well, if they exclusively tagged him, they could have got whatever the fuck they wanted for him pretty much. But yeah. The two first on the non-exclusive.
But couldn't you sign if he signs the tag, you could then trade him, get more than a few firsts, and maybe eat some of the new contract?
So technically no. If he would have signed a non-exclusive, then yes, you could do a sign and trade. But if he signs this one, then like he just basically is going to be on the open market to get bids, and the Ravens
I'm not 100% positive, but I think he maybe based on the Albert Breer tweet that he basically controls, like say, hey, we're going to do two first round picks with so-and-so, and Lamar's like, all right, I'm just not going to sign my franchise tag so that doesn't work. Or if it's two so-and-so.
No.
With but a different team.
If that happens, like the one thing, if that happens, is that he cannot play this year if he does not sign that.
Well, no, I know that.
But like that's what people are kind of like misjudging in this. He doesn't control his own destiny.
Whatever.
Okay.
What's with teams just trying to piss off their franchise quarterbacks?
It's a weird thing.
Well, I mean,
hey, Dolphins fan, you want him to give two firsts for Lamar?
Yes.
Okay, thought so. Ravens are still.
Imagine Lamar, Tyreek, and Waddle. No, hysterical.
Ravens are still 18-1.
Would be fucking buzzing, dude.
Like, I could see the Jets turning that plan around and be like, "Hey, two firsts for Lamar." There's a lot of teams.
Panthers,
that, dude. Outside of the Chiefs,
whole NFC South, except for obviously the Saints. Now, I mean, there's the Texans, the Colts. The Bucs, the Titans.
I mean, but dude, like, who's better than Lamar Jackson?
Falcons, huh?
How many quarterbacks are better than Lamar Jackson?
Actually, Lamar's young too, right? Like, if you're looking to go in the draft, he's not old.
How many are better?
Rodgers.
One, two, three.
My homie.
I can think of four. Lamar. I can think of four.
Maybe Joe Burr.
Like, if you're the Colts, would you not rather have Lamar than CJ Stroud right now?
Four, five. Oh, who? Lamar? Yeah, you're always going to take the proven one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the comp, obviously.
Yeah, you got
two firsts is nothing.
No, not for Lamar. I mean, fucking Russ got two firsts, 2 seconds, and three
and
players.
And four, like, good players.
And he's 10 years older.
Yeah, and he also doesn't run anymore, and he's about just as fucking accurate.
Listen, this is not fucking bag on Russ time, okay?
Yeah, come on, dude. Just let him be.
Let him be.
I just feel for Lamar Jackson in this situation. He is definitely.
I think this is a great spot.
He's going to get paid $200 million. I don't feel for him. He's going
to
be just fine.
This is a great spot.
I mean, he wants to be in. It seems like he wanted to be in.
And he gets a new fresh start to somewhere. Maybe. Who knows?
He doesn't give a shit now, dude. They've been fucking pissing them off for years.
Feels like it's best for both teams. Maybe just fucking separate. Go your separate ways. And the Ravens to play with Tyler Huntley for the rest of the baby.
Yeah, it'll work out.
Yeah. All right. Other NFL news today. Nothing super like, hey, let's worry about the lines on what happened today. But free agent stuff next week. We're going to be getting more futures opportunities.
You guys going to bring Bud Dupree back, Tom?
I don't know. It would be a depth thing because they're set. They're pretty fucking set right now at outside. So he would not be a starter. So it would just be depth, and we'll see what his price tag is going to be. I don't know. Maybe. I would fucking, hey, Bud, you want to come back? Fucking come on back, my friend.
I think Finn's probably trade for Ramsey and get Bobby Wagner is my ideal.
Byron Jones is done.
Yeah, that's my ideal offseason there.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some things. You know, I trust the boys. Hey, you guys do what you... I'll see you in September.
Big fans, you'll have the boys going.
Yeah. Okay. So what are we wanting to do now? Tomorrow, we got Tour Junkies coming on to preview TPC Sawgrass, the players. Dove into that a little bit. It's a wild one. Like, if you look at past results, course history, like, there's, like, roars. It's like top five or he misses the cut. Like, and that's a lot of these. There's a lot of these dudes in that situation. Like,
Yeah.
Cantlay's missed the cut the last three times at the Players. Now, he grades out well core statistics, but I'm not taking a guy who's missed the cut the last three times at the Players. There's a lot of it's an interesting golf week.
Yeah. I mean the course can get in your head pretty quick, that back nine.
You're telling me, my friend.
What do you think the general odds of like just amateur golfers hitting the green?
Have you seen the
17?
Video?
Yeah. That's what I was leading to.
Those odds are not good.
Yeah. Great video. Check it out.
Great video.
PGA Tour.
A lot in the water. A lot of those people were terrible. A lot of people were just topping it. I would like to see
hacks.
Like what's a 10 handicap?
Wait,
is that hitting the green?
I think I could stiff it.
Oh yeah,
is this for the sure. whole the full swing that is just basically surrounded by fucking water? Yeah. This green. That thing's sweet.
17 at TPC at the Players. Yeah. So we'll dive into more of that tomorrow. Kind of got my list going. I love golf betting. I lose a tremendous amount of money at golf betting, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's my fucking best. I wouldn't say it's my best sport to bet at, but. It's kind of like you have to do it the right way. You can't just...
The odds you can get are absurd.
Yeah.
It's most like horse racing of sports betting.
You got to put... When we're talking
maybe NASCAR.
Yeah, we're talking Yunes, man. You got to put a quarter here, a quarter here, a quarter here. You got to spread that shit out. Like kind of like a plain roulette.
Yeah, or just, you know, take all the chips all in and on put Johnny them all Rahm. On John Rahm every single day.
Okay. So we'll do more of that tomorrow. We'll talk Players tomorrow. Tour Junkies are at the Players, so we'll have them live from the course.
Hell yeah.
So that'll be cool. Conference tournaments are rolling on, so let's do that for tonight.
Let's go.
I like less games tonight than I did last night. I only got two tonight, so I'll fucking roll forward on that. Georgia Tech's down 6, 47-41 to Florida State, and we got
47-33.
Oh, okay. Just bucket was just made. Good. Tonight, I am going to lay the 6 with Virginia Tech against Notre Dame. Not so much of love Virginia Tech, but I believe Notre Dame, if I remember correctly, just horrendous on the road. Not that this is a road game. It's neutral site, but they're not at home. They're not playing at home. So I'm going Virginia Tech there. And then I got a 7.5-point dog in the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley.
Oh, wow.
UTRGV, my friend.
Is that the Glory Road school?
Excuse me, what?
The school from Glory Road?
I don't know, to be honest.
Glory Road.
I don't know.
It's in that area.
Glory Road.
I don't know if I've seen Glory Road.
Wow, you should.
I'll fucking put it on the TV tonight.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
So I got VT minus 6 and UTRGV plus the 7.5 tonight. Lad?
Give me LaSalle money line versus Rhode Island. Give me Mount St. Mary's money line versus Canisius. I said this last night about Northern Kentucky, but maybe it's tonight. Give me Cleveland State getting 2.5. Give me, where are we at here? Manhattan money line.
Okay, interesting.
I love Stephen F. Austin money line.
Yes. Why?
And the game of the night.
Fucking Gonzaga.
St. Mary's.
Give me St. Mary's.
Wow. Stayed away from that, but fun fact, KenPom, and if you've ever heard us reference KenPom before, he's like one of the more famous names in college basketball as far as stats and ranking teams, whatever, blah, 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 blah. He's got St. Mary's as the number 7 team in the country, and Gonzaga is number 10. St. Mary's winning 73-72 tonight, Gumpy.
They've had some bangers matchups already. Get eyes on that game if you can.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's basically like a little mini Pacific UNC Duke at this point.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going the other way. I'm taking Gonzaga on the money line, minus 150. You know, I don't know if they've ever played this tournament, and Gonzaga hasn't made the finals. I'm just kind of going with the pedigree. I'm also on Merrimack money line minus 180. So they can't go to the tournament because of whatever the fuck the NCAA is spinning up there. So obviously a bit of a motivation edge if you're the team that knows You're making it either way. Probably not going to try as hard as the Last Dance.
I do not understand. So they can't because they're going up a level.
Correct? Yeah. So when you go from D2 to D1, your first few years in D1, you are not eligible for the tournament.
Which is, I could see if you were going D1 to D2, sure.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. Like
James Madison this year in football was not bowl eligible because they came from 1AA to 1A.
FCS to FBS.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand.
I will never understand is it like that rule.
Something with the scholarships where you could be like stacking guys up or something?
No, you have less scholarships. That's
why I don't understand.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. But anyway, give me Merrimack money line. And then I'm trailing you, Gump, on LaSalle and what was it? Mount St. Mary's.
I do like Cal State Bakersfield money line over Cal State Northridge as well.
Okay. What was the one you said you liked a lot also?
Oh, Stephen F. Austin
money line.
Love.
University of Wythe.
St. Joseph's trying to fucking melt here.
I'll join you.
What's up? Live lines. St. Joe's 68-66. Well, you saw sisters in attendance.
70-66. Yeah, she looks great.
70?
They just scored. St. Joe's just scored.
Yep.
47-43, Florida State and Georgia Tech. Cal Baptist is up 6 on Abilene Christian, and that's what we got going right now. NBA.
Tony, can I shoehorn in one parlay?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, you shoehorn in whatever you want, dude.
All right, we're sticking with what's been working for me lately in college basketball. We got the two-team moneyline parlay. We got Montana and Montana State at -101, evenly odds.
They've been awesome.
I love it. You like it?
Not tonight. I do love Montana and Montana State, but whoever they're playing tonight, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Northern Arizona University.
Those are also – Northern Arizona's played Montana State. Is that who Montana State's playing?
No, Montana State's playing Weber State, and then Montana's playing NAU.
Doesn't matter. In both situations, they've played close games, both of those teams, and against their opponents. So I'm staying away, but I got no problem with you taking it.
Hell yeah.
NBA tonight. Looked at them. I don't love anything tonight, so I'm going to stay away. So I'll let you boys go ahead and take over what you boys feel like. You should bet on NBA tonight. I know Lad's very fucking passionate about one of them, so I'm going to let him start.
Give me the Bucks money line, and give me the Lakers +1 at home against Memphis.
Let's go!
Now, the news, Mitt will not comment on what's going on with Memphis. Even though everyone's dying for him to...
The Lakers may not have many shooters, but... It feels like the Grizzlies might have a few too many.
Fucking relax, Mitt.
Yeah, that's fair play.
If Jaw gets suspended for a significant amount, that's wild. That's just a whole wild situation. I could see betting against the Grizz as a good move, though, with what's going on.
Yeah, it's certainly the angle.
Let's not just throw away the fact that the Lakers have been fucking balling lately. Anthony Davis,
your favorite player. He's stepping up.
Hey,
man.
Do you know why?
Yeah, balling? Dude, because Anthony Davis is the best player in the fucking league, bro. Like I've been
saying. Why else? Did addition by subtraction?
Oh, what, Tony? No, stop.
All right, what else do you have tonight?
That's so.
Besides the leg show, you two back there. What else do you guys have?
I mean, that just threw me in an entire loop. Also the TNT game is the Philadelphia 76ers are going to Tony's favorite fucking town, Minnesota, and Joel Embiid's playing. I don't know if James
Harden. Stay tuned. John B's playing.
Joel Embiid. Oh, fucking damn it. Joel Embiid's playing, and I don't know if James Harden's playing, but I don't really care. I just don't think that the Timberwolves can guard Joel. Look for him to have 35, too. And they're on a +3 right now. I like that. And then Golden State's going into Oklahoma City. Golden State is horrible on the road, so I'm going to stick with my trend of the year, betting against them and taking Oklahoma City +4.5. And they've also won their last two and have covered their last two after a bad Schneid.
Bruce?
I, too, like the Thunder +4. I will be on the Lakers. Knicks, 10 points, too much to lay. But I think that there is a very nice ladder opportunity with Brunson out to take Randall 25+, RJ 15+, quickly 15+ as well. But it was not posted, I think, because Brunson is questionable.
Before you go on, Bruce.
Yeah.
I just saw something in the chat. It made me want to say something.
Say it.
I don't know if I said it earlier in the show.
Say it again.
We all love Diana Rossini. She's reporting the Falcons are out. I can't believe that because
Jay Glazer also reported that the Falcons are out.
I love Jay Glazer and I love him reporting that, but in my personal brain, it doesn't make sense how you go all in for Deshaun Watson and then the very next season, when you still don't have a quarterback, you go, Sean, yes. Lamar, no. That makes no sense to me, and I just wanted to get that out there. How does that make you feel, Bruce?
Makes me feel like the Falcons might start the year a little cold. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Hey, maybe those two first-round picks are too rich for their blood.
How many did how many were they going to give for Deshaun? Three? Three or four?
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Did they see Desmond Ridder fucking play? Gumpy's favorite quarterback, but did they see him play and be like, that's our guy?
I mean, Desmond Ridder used to fucking man the planes over Normandy, dude.
True.
I think him and Lamar might be the same age.
God, Desmond Ritter's 47 years old.
NHL tonight. I heard last night was a decent night on the ice, right?
2-1, except for those fucking Dallas Stars. They fucked us good.
Yeah,
what fuck the off. Fuck?
God damn it.
6 seconds left? What was that about?
Fucking off of a power play, too, dude. Couldn't even get a fucking point.
That hurts. I got a couple plays in there. I like the hockey slate.
I only have a couple plays, but I'm going to enjoy watching this slate.
There are. Hold on. Let me go through right now and do some counting real quick. Kay.
Okay.
Let me do some A counting.
Add it up.
One, two,
one. Shout out Z.
Four. Shout out Z. Five. Five games tonight where there are $3 favorites or more.
Yeah.
So
we just. You know what to do. You know what to do.
Take the dogs and run.
You know what to do.
What's that?
Moneyline parlay with the Guinos, Avs, Kraken, and Canes, plus two odds.
One of those $3 favorites is not hot at all. Is it?
Talking about the Bolts?
Is it the Lightning?
Yeah, you got to lay off. The Bolts aren't in the parlay.
Okay, sorry. So, yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Then I kind of agree with what you're saying there. Dude, I don't mind that.
Something's going on in Tampa. They benched Kucherov, Stammer, and Point for the third period the other night. It just ain't pretty.
I got a...
What happens when you trade 5 draft picks for a guy with 2 points?
That seems... Yeah, that
yeah,
seems
but he can weird. Fucking... Weird. He's got lightning in his fists.
Fucking sign George LaRocque, dude. He's free.
George LaRocque was a dog. I got a road dog.
Yep. I got a road dog as well.
Do they...
And I ain't talking about Jesse James.
Do they... does the road dog like...
Your ass better call somebody!
Is the road dog hot? Are they a good road team?
They are a great road team.
Let me play 21 questions with you. Do they have DJs at their home games?
They do have DJs at their
home
games. Boom,
we're both on the Knights as a road pup.
We are on the Knights, and I'll tell you why, because they're 17-6-5 on the fucking road. Big acquisitions at the deadline with Barbashev, the center from St. Louis. He's putting up points. Jonathan Quick gets a win in his first start the other night, 37 saves. How do you like that? And they're playing in Florida. Here's the interesting thing about Florida. Since the beginning of the month, basically, they've alternated wins and losses. They won last game. They just beat Pittsburgh 4-1. What does that mean? That means they're going to lose to the Knights at home.
Okay. My other NHL game comes from my favorite Northern Plains cold city. Might as well be Canada. Give me the fucking Wild tonight.
Boom, okay. Tony, you read my mind.
Boom!
Calgary played last night. They beat the pants off Dallas Stars with six seconds left.
The fucking beer could run, you fucker.
The Wild just beat this team on Saturday, 3-0. They got a nice winning streak going. 8-0-1 here in their last nine.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
That's
wow.
All. Let's go mini.
That's
let's
all
go
I,
mini.
That's all I got NHL wow, tonight, bad. So I'll let you take the reins.
To be honest, the only other play I have for tonight is the New Jersey thank you, Gump. They're on a 6-1-1 run here at home against Toronto. The Leafs in a five-game road trip here. They're 2-2 so far. This is the last game of it, but they're without Ryan O'Reilly, who busted his finger on a shot
from
Austin Matthews. That's a big loss. That's a big loss. He might be out for a while. And then John Tavares is not playing because he's sick. So give me the Devils.
Yeah, Devils money line. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Okay, so Devils. Any NHL from the boys in the back?
Nope. Give me the Wild, I guess.
I'm actually going to do, you could also do Knights plus 1.5, which would be the puck line, and the Wild money line for plus 153. I'm going to sprinkle that in there, too.
Buffalo was tempting, too, as another road dog, because they're a good road team against the Islanders. Yeah. But
weird things happen on the island, right, Bruce?
They just played last night, though, so I was like,
Is that all for NHL?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
What's going on, Chomps?
Good luck.
Fucking Chelsea just scored. Fuck.
Fuck! Who scored?
Raheem Sterling.
Oh, that's your favorite fucking national player for the
guys that had England. A sniff all year. I mean, Georgia Tech tied it. It's all going sideways.
So if it's 1-1-1 on the aggregate, do they then do a shootout?
Oh, yeah.
Well, goes to extra time
and then a shootout.
Dortmund's still alive.
I see.
Yeah, that's how aggregates is crazy.
It is a little bit weird.
How about Chomps tomorrow?
Chomps tomorrow. I like Spurs to advance against AC Milan.
Ooh, what's that? Plus 140?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Tony's boys.
And then no Neymar for PSG. Give me Bayern Munich, money line at home.
Wait, what? What happened to Neymar?
It's fucking Manuel.
For the season.
Is Manuel in net or what?
Neuer hasn't played in a very long time.
I think Bayern's pretty rich.
Dude, I saw highlights of him in a Champions League game from, I don't know, probably 10 years ago, just standing on his fucking head. He was the best.
Oh, he was unbelievable.
Hey, in your words, though, he loved to come out and have a fucking hot dog or two.
Oh, yeah. He'd fucking dance out there.
I miss that Italian fellow with the filthy touch.
You mean Gigi Buffon?
No, not the goalie, the midfielder.
Gattuso? Pirlo?
Pirlo.
Yeah, I mean the fucking maestro, or what are we talking
Pirlo
about?
Pirlo with
the days at NYCFC were not as good as one would have imagined.
No, I mean that.
Well,
Gerard was the same when he went to LA Galaxy.
Yes. Speaking of NYFC.
Dude, hey.
Are we going to get fucking Thierry Henry as the U.S. men's coach or what?
There is chatter about it. There's some good lines out there for MLS this weekend, though.
Oh, 4 years, 160.
Don Jones. That's if the math is correct in my head, that's around $40 million.
That's 40 exactly.
Congrats.
Woo!
Dude.
Congrats, Brucey Bruce. We all know if it's reported 4-160, it's more like 3-130.
I would say probably
$118. Whatever $38 million a year is.
I think that is guaranteed, and then there's $35 million more that he could.
160 is guaranteed. No way.
Yeah, you're right. Probably not. I'm looking for a fucking meme.
I mean,
all right, let's get out of here so Bruce can get his meme out.
What's the? Do they say guaranteed money yet?
I haven't seen it.
I don't think so.
Who's going to make a play for Lamar?
Good question.
What if, like, seriously, what if no one does?
Commanders.
That'd be weird. That'd be weird.
Right?
No, they're good. They're good. They got Sam Howell, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they do.
Listen,
yeah.
If he goes to Commanders, he probably doesn't even have to move. Fuck you. He's seeing Baltimore pretty close.
That is true.
All right. Back tomorrow, Tour Junkies, previewing the players.
Yep.
I'm gonna put in a daily lineup for golf this week, too. Mm-hmm. Remind me of that, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
While you're looking for your fucking memes.
I already got my memes out. Now I'm just looking for the numbers.
Okay. Woo! All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Go Jacks. Yeah.